Monday, Monday, Monday. You're listening to the Monday Mass. And now your host, Chris Cote.
Can we hear that again one more time?
Monday, Monday, Monday. You're listening to the Monday Mass. And now your host, Chris Cote.
Yo, if that doesn't get you fired up for this episode of the Monday Mass, nothing will. Nothing. That was broadcasting Hall of Famer Larry Supermouth Huffman. I can see you can't even do that voice. That is a one-of-a-kind, iconic broadcasting voice. The one and only Larry Supermouth Huffman. I hung out with Larry and Jackie Van Ham and the whole crew at the Moto Beach Classic over the weekend. I was part of the broadcast team, and what an epic event. So it was Roland Sands Design, Super Hooligan Racing, Cycle Zombies, Chopper Racing, West Coast Board Rider Surf Contest. Congratulations to Huntington Beach for taking the win. Brian Bent was there with the Kookbox crew. All kinds of action on the sand at Bolsa Chica State Park, just north of Huntington Beach. It was an insane event. I've never been to a flat track moto race in my life, and now I will be going as often as I can. Super fun to watch. I mean, right in your face. The racing was as raw as it gets. At this event in particular, the Moto Beach Classic, I saw Black Uhuru playing right in front of my face. Guess who's coming to dinner? Natty Dreadlock. Thank God I'm not in Black Uhuru, because they sounded way better than that snippet. Unwritten Law played. Lit played. How's that for a band name? Lit. Do you remember about the time we had when I was drunk? Didn't mean to call you that. That's lit. Unwritten Law. You still got it. They rip. I've known those fools forever. So that's my wrap up of my personal weekend. I hope your weekend was good. I hope your week was good. This is the Monday Mass for October 16th, 2017. I'm your host, Chris Cote. And also happened over the weekend was the Snowboard on the Block. Snowboard on the Block in downtown Denver. And I hope some of you Mass heads, some of you Monday Mass listeners, you Mass holes were there. At least one person walked up to the gate and said, I heard about this on the World's Greatest Action Sports Podcast. And the person at the front desk said, do you have a ticket? And they said, no. They said, go get a ticket. Long story short, it was a great event in downtown Denver. What they showed, 3 video premieres, giant sale. Murder City Devils played and the Vandals. So it was a great weekend all over the action sports planet. So that was your weekend. Of course, the week leading up to this day is what we'll talk about. Monday to Mass is brought to you by Gnarly Wood and Quincy Woodwrights. Gnarly Wood, that's your business amplifier. They do it all. Shipping, receiving, warehousing, pick and pack. They take photos for your e-com. They run your e-com. They do it all. And I go and I'm part of that crew, the Gnarly Wood crew. And I'm proud to be part of that crew. So hit me up, DM me, message me, do whatever you need to do to get in touch with me, and I'll get you in touch with Gnarly Wood, because they rule. Quincy Wood writes, that's American-made skateboards, folks. They harvest the trees in Michigan, then they cut them, then they make the skateboards out of them. And that's a lot of, there's saws and stuff. I'm scared of power tools, so I'm not allowed to go and take the stuff myself, but I'll ride the hell out of those boards. And we just released a Grant Britton Quincy Woodwrights collaboration mini cruiser called Slides, and I believe if it's not sold out, it's almost sold out. There's probably 2 or 3 left on the planet. So go to quincywoodwrights.com and get yourself the Grant Britton Slides collab. We've got more fun collabs coming up with Quincy Woodwrights and some of your favorite people in the world. And that's the intro to today's episode of the Monday Mass. Let's go surfing. Let's go to surf news. Surf news. Surf news is brought to you by South Coast Surf Shops. They've got 5 shops in San Diego. South Coast Surf Shops. And each and every one of these shops is jam-packed with your favorite products, like surfboards, wetsuits, skateboards. You can get yourself a U online mini cruiser at South Coast Surf Shops. You can get a U shirt as well. That's our partners in the garment game, the exclusive holders of the U products. So go to check out South at South Coast on Instagram. And if you find yourself near, in, or around the San Diego area, get yourself into a South Coast Surf Shop. They're all over the place. You can't miss them. Look them up. Google it. Google is not an official sponsor of the Monday Mass, but you know what I'm saying. What do you say we nerd out here for a little bit and talk about some surfing competition news? In particular, World Championship Tour Surfing. The WSL. All right, so this last event in France, men's and women's WCT surfing, it was relatively quiet through the beginning portions of both of these contests. The women's event started 2 weeks ago and kind of rolled on through. But let's get into it. Carissa Moore takes the win at the Roxy Pro France. She took out a hard-charging Lakey Peterson, who's back. Lakey is back. I've been surprised that Lakey hasn't been in that world title conversation, but she won't be this year. Next year, for sure. A for sure. Lakey Peterson was in the finals with Carissa Moore. Carissa Moore, 2017 has not been kind to Carissa. This has been, and this is her words, her worst competition year ever. But you have to take into consideration, that's saying a lot, because she's had pretty much all amazing years. If she's not in the top three at the end of the year, that's a bad year for Carissa Moore. She's that good. She's that consistent. I'm almost surprised she's not just world champion every year. She's my favorite. She's my top three favorites, female surfers of all time. Sally Fitzgibbons. All right, now Sally Fitzgibbons is right there in the driver's seat, still in the lead, fighting for a world title. And as you may or may not know, Sally has been that perennial bridesmaid. That's not sexist. That's a term that people use to say that she's always in second place. She's always in second place. It's happened before a couple times. And it's been, to me, the best / worst illustration of Sally Fitzgibbons' competitive career, for her World Championship Tour career, is when she lost a heat at the last contest of the year in Maui. So Honolulu Bay, it's a giant bay, and it kind of, you know, wraps around. And if you catch a long wave, it's a long walk back to where you started. So she lost a heat there and basically got second place. Her world title hopes were slashed. And I picture Sally Fitz, who took a long wave all the way in, and she basically just started walking. She just started walking to nowhere. And I recall somebody telling me a story of someone saying, "Do you need a ride?" And she just shook her head no, fighting back tears, no doubt, and just started walking. And she walked it off, apparently, because she came back this year in fighting shape. And she is your leader. But she needs to be careful. She needs to watch out, because Tyler Wright is still in second place. Unfortunately, for Courtney Conlogue, she's dropped down to third now, and Carissa Moore has jumped up three spots to fourth. So don't be engraving any names on the World Championship trophy just yet, because there is still a battle for the world title for the women's CT. And where do we go next? You'll just have to wait and see. Because I don't have the way. Oh, okay. Then we go to the men's side of things. The Quicksilver Pro France. The Quick Pro France. Okay. Now, I made my picks. I made my bed, and I got to lay in it. I shit the bed, and I got to lay in it. So I'm going to play you some audio from last week's show where I make my picks, and then we'll talk about those picks I made now on this week's show, now that I know we all know how it ended up winning. I'll start. I think, you know, Gabriel Medina has been unstoppable in France in the past, since he got a perfect a couple perfect 20 heats as a junior way back when. He's been unstoppable in France. Dude rules France. But I think this year he's going to run into the Toledo train and more and some. I don't think this will be Medina's year in France. The Jordy Smith John John title fight is on. That's your title fight. Jordy Smith versus John John. Toledo, Medina coming in as potential spoilers, but it's going to be those two guys going at it for the remainder of the year. I predict Jordy is going to have a tough run in France. And, you know, I want to see him finish strong. I want to see him keep this fight going. I don't know. I feel like France has not always been kind to Jordy Smith. On the flip side of that, John John will finish strong, and he's going to make things tighter. He's going to tighten it up. John John will win France. Wild card picks, Italo Ferreira. He'll be a highly ranked finisher here. And I'm going to say Mark Lacomere, coming in as a wild card, is going to rip some faces off of their faces.
All right, so those were my picks for last week. That's what I thought was going to happen. And I was half right, half completely wrong. So Gabriel Medina is still unstoppable in France. You cannot beat this dude in French beach breaks. I watched pretty much every heat he was in. And, you know, I'll be the first to say the dude is a magical surfer. He does not have a good style, but that doesn't matter, because he can do anything he wants to do on a surfboard and get him in beach break waves like France, you know, like Brazil, like anywhere with wedges. Gabriel Medina will most likely win. And so in my picks from last week, I said he was going to lose. He did not lose. He won. But I did say, and I'm going to give myself a little bit of credit here, I did say Jordy Smith would falter, and he did. He went down early. He went down, what, round three? Where did he go down? Jordy Smith went down early. Let's just say early in the contest in round three. And so basically that opened the door to John John Florence. Also in my picks, I said Italo Ferreira is going to do really good. He didn't do really good. Mark Lacomere, on the other hand, did great. He was the guy that took down Jordy Smith. So Jordy didn't leave the door open. Mark Lacomere came and kicked the damn door open for John John. John John eventually kept advancing, and he got himself in the Jeep ratings, yellow Jeep leader. He got himself in the yellow jersey. It should be gold. It should be a gold jersey. Jeep leader jersey goes to John John Florence. Midway through that event, bam, now John John's in the lead. But as this contest rolled on, and the waves were good, it was at La Gravière, okay? So different than we've seen in the past couple years. This was more of a outer sandbank, long right-handers coming through, a couple lefts. We've seen in the past this big grinding right on the sand waves in France, but this was kind of a longer, really fun-looking wave. So the John John Florence-Gabriel Medina rivalry, according to myself and every other surf media outlet, it's flared up. Get yourself some ointment, folks, because the John John Gabriel rivalry is flaring up. It's burning hot. John John Florence was in the semifinals with Gabriel Medina. This was basically the heat of the event. For all intents and purposes, this was our final. This is what we wanted to see. Oh, this is what surf fans wanted to see. Blood in the water. And Medina had John John comboed. John John had an opportunity to get himself out of combo. He needed a 9-4. He got a 9. Just under. And I watched that wave 3 or 4 times. It was right there. It was by no means one of those cry and throw your hands in the air, punch your computer moments where you thought John John got the score. It was just kind of right there. The dust kind of settled, and it was the finals. And Seabass was in the finals. Who would have thought Sebastian Zietz would have made the finals against Gabriel Medina? You know, I stopped playing fantasy surfing because I kept forgetting to change my teams. But if you do play fantasy surfing and you had sea bass on your team, you probably did well. And you and your buddies are out surfing right now going, I had Sebastian Zietz on my team and he smoked you guys. The Tuesday Turd Cutter team is just killing it right now because we had Sebastian Zietz. So there you have it. Gabriel Medina takes the win. The Quicksilver Pro of France, making him the winningest surfer ever in France. Total statement. Fact check it. I don't care. So now the title race is heating up as well. So Gabriel Medina jumps from number 8 in the world all the way to number 3. Which is scary if you're John and or Jordy. As I expected, Owen, Wilco, Julian just keep sliding down. You know, it's like when you're trying to hang onto a greased ladder. You're sliding down the rungs. I just checked out surfline.com. There's a great report on there. So according to Renato Hickel, hi Renato, he is the WSL Men's Championship Tour Deputy Commissioner. It's a long title. He kind of runs the numbers. Let's just say that. So now they're saying, this is factual stuff, this is numbers. There are 8 world title contenders going into Portugal. There were 7 a couple weeks ago. Now there's 8. So you got John Florence, Jordy Smith, Gabriel Medina, Owen Wright, Matt Wilkinson, Julian Wilson, Felipe Toledo, and Adriano de Souza, all now with a mathematical chance of winning a world title. Now, obviously, this is most likely going to come down to John and Jordy, as the math tells us here. This is what the scenarios are like going into Portugal. If John Florence gets a first at the Portugal event, Jordy Smith will need a 5th or better to take the world title decision to Hawaii, to the Banzai Pipeline, to the Billabong Pipe Masters. If John gets a 2nd in Portugal, Jordy Smith will need a 9th or better. Gabriel Medina, Owen Wright, and Matt Wilkinson will need to get 1st place to take the world title decision to Hawaii. If John gets 3rd in Portugal, the world title will go to Hawaii, even if Jordy loses first round. So either way, we could potentially see 2 outcomes here. John wins the world title in Portugal. John wins the world title at Pipeline. John's going to be your world champion. And it's going to be fun to watch. There's going to be a parade. And Sunset Beach Elementary School will get a day off. And they'll make signs. It'll be great. That is all the competition surfing news you need to worry about. Are you worried? Can you sleep at night worrying about what's going to happen? It's fun to watch. It's going to be exciting. Hopefully the waves are good in Portugal, and we'll make our Portugal's calls. I was going to say next week, but there will be no Monday Mass next week because I'm going on a road trip with the family. Don't ask me where. That's creepy. John's going to win Portugal. It's easy. Okay. Oh, I saw this on boardwrap.com. If you've never seen boardwrap.com, this is a sweet website that does via print, via linkage. They talk about action sports news. This is a great site for action sports fans like myself, like yourselves, to check out. Board Wrap reported, Blue Crush is being rebooted for NBC. They're saying basically HBO is killing everyone, crushing them with their great shows like The Deuce, that's got a lot of penises in it. And Bush. Great show, The Deuce. That's on HBO. But that's neither here nor there because Blue Crush is being rebooted for NBC. Fun fact, my friend Bill Ballard came up with the name Blue Crush. And he's awesome. So Blue Crush will be on NBC, or they are reworking it for potential viewing on NBC. And like most of you, I would assume, I haven't watched a show on NBC, ABC, CBS. I don't even know. Who watches that shit? Big Bang Theory, for real. Is that a thing? I mean, I watch sports on those channels. Never watched a show. There's a show about a group of like private eyes who are buff, and they and there's like a sniper girl, and they solve mysteries. I don't get it. Courtroom drama, it's not for me. But if Blue Crush comes on, you, oh, I'm in. Let's do it. So that was on boardwrap.com. Oh, this is good. I'm going to read you. So this is what somebody would have said in the pitch meeting for NBC. As in the feature, which spawned a direct-to-video sequel, the NBC tale tells the story of female empowerment ambition in the world of Hawaii's North Shore. In the wake of a tragic accident, a surfer works to revive her career and become the pride of the local community, threatened by commercialism and dangerous surf politics, which is actually what's happening now. As you may or may not have read, the Eddy is not going to happen this year due to infighting, due to sponsorship haggling, due to politics. I don't even want to get involved in that because I was lucky enough to call the Eddy last year or 2 years when it last happened. It's not happening. And I'll leave it up to Blue Crush to explain why when it comes on the air. Other surf news, Chippa Wilson. I just watched him in one of the best, in the best bodyboarding slash comedy movies I've seen it in forever. It's called Rip, and you should go and watch it because Rip rips. Where did I watch it? Monster Children and Stab. It's all over, and it's amazing. It's so Chippa Wilson, one of my favorite surfers, is now also representing, as Australian calls them, LIDS, Bodyboards, Drag Board Co. And I watched this Drag Board Co. film many times. And let me tell you, it is amazing. It is so good. The music is incredible. The action is just fantastic. If you don't, if you even don't like bodyboarding, I don't like bodyboarding, well, watch this film and maybe you will. Maybe you're going to want to go get yourself a Drag Board Co. bodyboard. It's so fun to watch. That's it. So go find it. Also, oh, this is good. What does Jared Leto, Tom Hiddleston, and Leonardo Fioravanti have in common? Oh, they're all representing Gucci. Oh, what up, Gucci? They're representing Gucci. Yes, Leo Fioravanti has been picked up to be an ambassador for Gucci, which is tight. And it's weird because I guess Quicksilver's going like, whatever, dude, wear a Gucci scarf with a Quicksilver Mountain Wave shirt. That's cool with us. So you might, if you read Harper's Bazaar, Vanity Fair, Glamour, GQ maybe, you might be seeing the best Italian surfer in the world repping Gucci, Leo Fioravanti. So that's good. That's all. That's the surf news. Go look at the internet for more. Yeah, do it. That's your surf news. Thank you. More to come. Hold on. Let's go skate. Skate News is brought to you by our friends at Masterplan Communications. That's right, follow them on Instagram at MasterplanPR. And what they do is they are experts in the realms of communications, public relations. They take the good vibes, the good products, the good company you have, and they tell everyone in the world about how good it is, how rad it is. They've helped this podcast become the world's greatest action sports podcast. They're very good at what they do. MasterplanCommunications.com, MasterplanPR on Instagram. All right, so this is Skate News. Can't talk about Skate News without talking about one of the best to ever do it. Probably the most stylish skateboarder to ever set foot on four wheels. Talking about Dylan Reeder. It's been 1 year since the death of Dylan Reeder, and we will never forget the way this guy not only looked on a skateboard, but the way he carried himself off of a skateboard. I only got the chance to meet him a couple times, but, you know, through his friends, through his teammates, through skate fans. His legacy will be forever cemented. I mean, watch anything this dude did on a skateboard. I mean, just watch. He is a magnet. I mean, you just watch this guy and you go, there's no one cooler on the planet than Dylan Reeder. And then you see what he is capable of on a skateboard, and it's you know, the guy was everything we all would dream of being, and a super nice dude. And he's kind of one of, you know, he was taken from us too soon. So we remember Dylan, and we will be talking about Dylan Reeder for as long as people are riding skateboards. And I know his timeline of video parts and everything, you can check it all out. It's all out there. And, you know, his section, his video part in the Supreme video where he skated in excess, Never Tear Us Apart, for me, that could be one of the best. That could be the best video part of all time. Top five for me, for sure. So Dylan Reeder, 1 year. Remember Dylan Reeder. I mean, can you imagine to just skate like that for a second? Dylan Reeder. So Epically Latered is still rolling. The last episode that I just watched, we go under the hood of the boss, Andrew Reynolds. And this was yet another Epically Latered. Listen to the, here's a little sound clip from the Epically Latered featuring Andrew Reynolds.
Drugs came into the picture. Let's just put it that way. Through certain people, drugs were introduced to our crew. And we took them.
Forget E! True Hollywood Story, Behind the Music. This is what you need to watch. The Epically Latered series on Viceland is the best. I mean, this is the best documentary series you'll ever see on skateboarders, skateboarding. This episode in particular was really cool because you get to see, unlike previous episodes, you know, Bam and some of the other guys we've seen, there's no real, I mean, heroic ending yet for some of them. But for Andrew Reynolds, I mean, he's the boss. He went down into the depths and pulled out early. You know, he talks about getting sober in this episode, which is it's cool because it shows you that, you know, he never talks about being ashamed of his, you know, living on video as a wasteoid. You know, it's interesting because I'm not saying I'm anything like Andrew Reynolds. I could only wish. But I had a film that I was in called Riding in Vans with Boys. The band I'm in, Cut You Up, we were all about it. We sold that lifestyle. Or we thrived on getting wasted. And we liked to spread that word. Hey, get wasted. It's awesome. So I did that for 15 years. Thankfully, there was no Instagram or Snapchat back then. But we did make a film called Riding in Vans with Boys that really sparked a lot of interest, I'm sure, with people who watched that and said, I don't want to get as wasted as those dudes and Cut You Up. Well, I haven't had a drink in 3 years plus, and now I'm sort of like Andrew Reynolds says in this Epically Latered episode. It's like, yo, you can't take away what you did in the past, but you can try to be a good influence now. And so he never says, don't drink, don't do drugs. He says, for me, I couldn't drink and do drugs without becoming a total asshole. You know, he says I would have been dead or in jail. And now you look at Andrew Reynolds, who's had one of the longest, most illustrious skate careers of any professional skater. And he's up there with like Tony Hawk and guys like Steve Caballero, who have been doing it for a long time. They're still doing it. They're still killing it. And, you know, he's skating with his daughter throughout this episode. It's just really well done. And I love to see a positive message out there in the world of skateboarding. And that's what this last episode of Epically Latered shows us. Andrew Reynolds is the boss, was and is the boss. So if you're not watching Epically Latered, even if you don't skate, you should watch them because they're just awesome. Other awesome. How many times did I say awesome just then? Other great films now on iTunes. Check out Birdhouse Saturdays. This video is on iTunes now, but I've noticed some parts are starting to drop on ThrasherMagazine.com. This is kind of the, this is how skate videos nowadays are released, right? So they have the pre, they film the video for 2 years or however long. They have the video premiere. Bam! Ah, this is crazy. Then they start, maybe they release it on iTunes, and then parts start hitting the web, and then they pull them down, and then you go buy them. So I'm a grown-ass man fan of skateboarding. I'm going to watch all the parts on ThrasherMagazine.com. I'm going to buy the film on iTunes so I have it with me on my iPad. My kids watch cartoons. I watch skate videos. That's how I relax. Let's take a... They actually did a pretty fun video introducing the team, the Birdhouse team on ThrasherMagazine.com. Let's take a listen. Would you rather have Ben Rayburn's BO or Jaws' teeth?
I could just take a shower.
I'll take Jaws' teeth over Ben. I'll take almost anything over Ben's BO.
I'll just be that smelly person.
I love Jaws' teeth. No offense to your teeth, Jaws. I don't know why they have. That's fucked up by them asking me that. I don't see anything wrong with your teeth, honestly.
That was Tony Hawk, Lizzie Armanto, and Clint Walker talking about would you rather have Ben Rayburn's BO, which apparently is super bad, or Jaws' Aaron Homoki's teeth. And, I mean, I lost there for a second. What would you rather have? I'm going BO, because deodorant fixes BO pretty. I like Jaws' teeth, too. Where are we? How did we get lost in BO and teeth? So the Birdhouse video, Saturdays, is out now on iTunes. Support skateboarding videos. Buy them. It's $7, $8, whatever it is. Just buy them. That way people will keep making them for us to watch. There's new Bam Margera footage out. This is weird. So hot off the heels of an insanely good, epically latered episode, Bam Margera and Friends Skate Spain 2017 CKY. That's the title of this video on YouTube. It's kind of like a continuation. There's a lot of the same footage we saw Bam have in Epically Layered. But this is not by Vice, and this is a very strange video. This is weird. Bam's ripping. He's skating with a bunch of Euro dudes, which they're ripping too. But it's like a CKY music video that goes into kind of a mini documentary that goes into Bam's explanation of what's up. There's a bunch of slams. Here's Bam talking about what's the latest and the greatest.
I think a half a decade went by where I didn't skate. Being injured, being drunk, and being fat. Those three reasons made me not want to do what I love the most. So I flew to Estonia for 5 months to hike and bike. I didn't want to step on a skateboard until I lost 30 pounds looking like a fucking sweaty meatball.
So there are shining moments in this mini documentary about Bam, but he's rapping. It's a trip. The dude's a freak, which is a huge part of why we love him. But you should go watch this for yourself because it's weird. I liked it. Could have been a minute of just Bam skating, but it's kind of a nice another glimpse of what's going on with Bam Margera. Jankum.com introduces us to Luis Tolentino, the first Dominican Olympic skateboarder. Of course, we know who Luis Mr. Tolentino. This is the dude from New York who ollies over everything. The dude can ollie like 4 feet straight up in the air. He seems like a rad guy, super positive, lots of energy. So he got contacted via DM on his Instagram to be a member of the Dominican Republic's skateboarding team for the Olympics. How tight is that? Can you imagine getting that message? You want to be on the Dominican skate team for the Olympics? Yes. That's on Jankum.com. Check that out. I was at the last week. I went to the Vans headquarters grand opening party. Congratulations to Vans for being the best shoes there are, and for now having a sick office to go along with the shoes. Went to a big party up at Vans. I mean, there was ice cream trucks, a vert ramp, Of course, the first thing that I'm like, oh, the best party. There was ice cream there. Burger trucks. Everybody was there. Hosoi, Cab, the whole team was there. They were skating vert demos. Ben Harper was playing. I saw Tony Alva's band. His eyes have fangs. Did I say that? Tony Alva's band is so good. And then Ben Harper. And I got a giant, one of those giant Vans shoes to take home. And I also ran into Chris the Muscle Russell. So Chris Russell was injured in the fourth in Canada on the Vans Park Series. Horrible leg injury. Destroyed his ankles, knees, everything. And he could have gone two ways. Could have gone party boy and basically thrown it away. I didn't think that was going to happen. But then I saw him. I saw him at Vans HQ opening party. And Chris Russell is looking lean and mean. The dude is psyched. He's back. He's ready to skate. So that's like not news or whatever. But that just made me feel good because I love that dude. And so Chris Russell, watch out. Dude is coming back better than ever. Can't wait to see Chris Russell in the 2018 Vans Park Series. It's going to be dope. All right, that's your skate news. Let's move on to snow news. Thank you. Snow news is brought to you by Torrey Holistics at Torrey Holistics. This is a, well, licensed first and foremost. They've got their license to sell medicinal and recreational marijuana and products like CBDs. That I take. I don't indulge in the hippie cabbage. I don't smoke. I do not sniff the coke. I only smoke Senza Mia. I don't even really do that. I don't do either. They have CBDs there, and I like the CBDs because they're anti-inflammatory, anti-anxiety. They're wonderful. Been getting that cushy punch CBD. No psychoactive effect. And they're great. And people have been asking me about them all the time. Do CBDs really work? Where do you get them? Blah, blah, blah. And I say, absolutely, yes, they work. You sleep better. You feel better. You know, after a long day of doing action sports, like myself, just surfing on my surfboard, riding onto my skateboard, skimboarding on my Exile skimboard, and then I'm sore because I'm a grown-up, and I take the CBDs, and I'm doing good the next day. I take them right at 6 or 7 at night. And you just feel nice, and you wake up, and you're not sore. So that's my play there. Torrey Holistics brings you snow news here on the Monday Mass, the world's greatest action sports podcast. So this is pretty awesome. I saw this on snowboarding.transworld.net. So the revolution is here, folks. If you're like me. And you go, say, so I go, when I go snowboarding, I'm generally snowboarding with really good people because I only like to hang out with people who are super good at action sports. No, but I always find myself snowboarding with dudes that rip. And not, you know, it's the subtle things for me that make somebody annoying to snowboard with because they're too good at it is when people get off the chairlift and they somehow just like step in and put on their bindings. And right off, and I'm the dude that has to sit down and struggle with my straps to get my boots in my bindings, and I got a wet butt now, and it's super miserable, and snowboarding's the worst, except it's the best. It's like 10-15 seconds of fun for 15 minutes to an hour of misery, but I still love it, and I'm still excited to do it, and maybe this will help cut down on some of the misery that I experience when I'm snowboarding. The Burton step-on system is now available for pre-order. I'm going to read this. So, snowboarding's next evolution, the step-on boot to binding connection system is available today for pre-order before it hits stores on November 2nd. So, this is saying to me, this is telling me it's the quickest, most intuitive snowboarding boot to binding interface ever created. And there's a word in this sentence that grabs me by my snow bone. And pulls on it. And it's called convenience. Step-On offers unprecedented convenience and performance for men and women. Convenience being the key word. You get off the lift and you step on your binding and it connects. So I love that the name of the product is what it does. It's very simple. You step on your binding and it connects you to your board and you go. And you do whatever you do after that. But you're not that asshole sitting in the snow, blocking everybody's way, crying because you can't get your binding strap on. So I don't know that. I know that there's clicks and you just step it, you step on it. So I want to try this year, friends at Burton. Let's try the step on. For just me, who I snowboard 4 times a year. I will be at Dutor Breckenridge snowboarding there if anybody wants to snowboard with me. And if I have Burton step-on binding system, I won't harsh your whole day. You won't have to wait for me because I'll be right there with you like, let's go. Slash the trees, man. Let's do some jumps. It's $250 for the bindings. And you can get boots for $299. The Photon step-on boots. So you have to get the boots and the bindings together. What do we got? Men's and women's. Yeah, there you go. It's Burton. I mean, Burton makes it. We can all agree you can trust Burton, right? They're a pretty reputable company to pre-order step-on. And they're not paying me to say this. I've never even seen these things in real life. I'm just saying I like convenience. I don't like sitting in snow. And hopefully Burton step-on will help me with that. Go to burton.com/step-on and maybe you'll be stepping on with convenience shredding. Hopefully I will be too. Also on snowboarding, this was on snowboarder, the Pizza Hut parka. Hey, Pizza Hut! Pizza Hut wants to know, have you ever wondered what it's like to be in a pizza delivery pouch? Me neither, but here's your chance to do it. Pizza Hut has just announced their pizza parka. Say that 3 times fast. Pizza parka, pizza parka, pizza parka. It's not hard. 3 layers of insulation, including the 3M Thinsulate. It's the shit they make the pizza bags out of, and you can wear it as a jacket. Pizza Hut says it's sophisticated, sleek, and steamy. So, I have nothing against Pizza Hut or the Pizza Hut parka. And the fact that this parka has pockets in the shape of pizzas makes it pretty much a must have. And it's red. Again, when I'm snowboarding with friends who are oftentimes much better than I am at snowboarding, they're down at the bottom of the mountain waiting for my ass, and they have to, of course, I'm wearing all black, just like everybody else in the mountain. Now, if I get myself Burton step-on bindings and a Pizza Hut jacket, they're like, oh, there's Chris. He's in a red jacket with pizza in his pockets, and he's looking very happy because he's not sitting in the snow because he had the Burton bindings with the step-on technology. Look how happy he looks. And then I eat pizza on the lift going back up. Right? So there's my kit this year, this snow season. Pizza Hut jacket, step-on bindings. God, I'm going to be ripping. This might be the year I go pro at snowboarding. Chris Snowtay is coming out. And just get ready. I also saw, where did I see this? Grind TV. Saw this on Grind TV. Have you ever wanted to be the marshal of your own mountain? No pun intended. Pun intended. Yes, pun intended. Marshall Mountain is for sale. Marshall Mountain in Montana. You can buy a 156-acre resort. It has a handful of ski lifts. It's got a nice lodge. For $2,950,000. Which is insane because you can't even barely buy a house in Encinitas for that much, yet you can go to Montana and buy yourself a freaking mountain with ski lifts on it, with a lodge. $2,950,000. Maybe we should start a GoFundMe and we'll call it Monday Mass Mountain, and you can all come snowboarding for free in Pizza Hut jackets. That's been Snow News. Let's buy a mountain. That has been your episode of the World's Greatest Action Sports Podcast for October 16th, the Monday Mass. Yo, let's hear from Larry Huffman one more time.
Monday, Monday, Monday. You're listening to the Monday Mass. And now your host, Chris Cote.
Thank you, Supermouth. That was Larry Huffman on the intro. We might just use that for a while because it's that good. Check out youonline.com. Get yourself some you gear. Listen to Cantori and You, another fantastic podcast. And speaking of podcasts, here's a few that I recommend. Beyond Yacht Rock. Obviously, I love Yacht Rock. I've got a Yacht Rock tattoo. If you want to know all about the Yachtsky scale, if you want to know about if a song is yacht or nyat, listen to Beyond Yacht Rock. Wild Ideas Worth Living. This is a podcast I was recently on. It's fantastic. It's inspirational. It's wonderful. Also, History on Fire. Oh my God, I'm addicted to History on Fire now. Thank you to my homie Tom Johnson for telling me about that podcast. And again, that's what you should do with your friends. You should say, hey, yo, have you heard this so-and-so's podcast? Have you heard this podcast? So you spread the word about podcasts you like. Tell your friends if you like the Monday Mass. Why not? I know people that don't even give a shit about skating, surfing, snowboarding, skimboarding, and they still listen because why not? It's an hour of your day. What other podcasts I like? I like them all. I mean, 30 for 30 has a great podcast. I'm not even going to go on. There's great podcasts out there. You should listen to them. And you should go to youonline.com and watch the videos. Let me drink about it. Can of Culture. There's some fantastic stuff happening out there. Thanks to all the other action sports websites, surf, skate, snow sites in the world that I take this information from. Without you, couldn't do this. So rate, review, and remember, no Monday Mass next week. I'm going on vacation. Leave me alone. I'll leave you alone. But you promise to leave me alone. We'll leave each other alone. We're taking a break. It's not you, it's me. And we'll see you in 2 weeks. Bye.
And bystander, somehow I got stuck between a rock and a hard place, and I'm down on my luck. Yes, I'm down on my luck. Well, I'm down on my luck. I'm hiding in Honduras. I'm a desperate man. Send lawyers, guns, and money. This shit has hit the fan. Guns and money. Send lawyers, guns and money.